Hello, everybody. This is Amelia, and you're listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Passenger Seat. I'm so happy to be back, especially after last week with some technical difficulties, but now we are all good. We're back in Studio A, which is so much fun, and that's our main studio where we usually broadcast out of, so I love it. It's just the cutest place ever. And the song you just heard was Un Peu Plus Souvent, Don't Mind My French, by Alexia Gretti. That's been a song I have been listening to a lot recently. It is just a really, very mellow song. I like listening to songs in other languages because then I feel like I really get to appreciate the musicality of it and not so much the focus on the lyrics. So that song has been on repeat for me a lot. And now, happy October. It is October 1st, which is so wild to me. So now I need to start making my October playlist because I was looking to make my list of songs I was going to play for you all today, and I was struggling because I feel like I'm so sick of all my September music. I was listening to a bunch of probably 3 or 4 albums on repeat all of September, which then just makes my options feel limited of what I want to play for you all on the show today. So it's okay, we threw something together, and I'm just happy to be back on the air and in the station, which is so much fun. So I think we should just keep getting into the music. I feel like the vibe for today was just first of all, I feel like today is the first real day of fall, at least in Massachusetts. It's finally below 60 degrees, which is really, really nice. I woke up this morning and I was a little cold and I wanted to stay in bed. So that's how you know it's getting chillier and the leaves are blowing everywhere. So I'm very, very happy that it's fall weather and that I'm cozied up in a sweater right now. So a lot of the songs that are on this playlist, I can't even articulate the energy that it is, but they all just evoke a similar emotion to me of coziness, and they sort of are just satisfying songs to listen to, in my opinion. That's kind of what I try and do every week. With a freeform show, we always go from one kind of vibe to another kind of vibe very quickly. So I try and make it as seamless as possible. Anyways, enough of my talking. Let's get into some more music. This is Saint Etienne with Spring.
In the bad times that you had, you've loved and lost, and now you're free.
And that was Saint Etienne with Spring, which is ironic because I was just talking about how cozy and autumnal I've been feeling. Someone laughed at me the other day when I said the word autumnal because I've never heard it before. Is that a real word? I really think it is, but if someone disagrees, that's okay. I will keep saying it. Yeah, so that was Spring. And the next song I'm going to play is really special and exciting because I get to talk about a really fun concert I went to last Friday. So let's just get into it, and I'll give you some thoughts and comments when I'm done. But this song is called A World Alone.
That slow burn way while it gets dark, bruising the sun, I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dumb.
so he'll let him talk.
That was Lord with A World Alone. So I went to the Lord concert last Friday at TD Garden, and it was such an incredible experience. Like, I can't even articulate how brilliant I think she is. So I saw Lord a couple years ago on the Solar Power Tour, which had a much smaller, like, place, very, very different vibe. And this tour, the ultrasound tour, the one that I just went to, was genuinely just such an incredible experience. Her visuals were so incredible. The lighting decisions, the way she did the screens, like, it was just so well thought out. And I feel like it really gave me a whole new appreciation for her newest album, Virgin. It's called Virgin, because she's just so brilliant. And the album just, to me, really seems like a visual album in a way now after seeing the tour. Because, yes, the songs work on their own. And I don't think every album need, like, I don't think a good album, I think a good album should be able to stand alone and not have the visual element of it. So that is my one gripe with the album itself, is that I feel like without the visual aspect of it, it's lacking upon first listen as a really solid, strong album. But now I have a much deeper appreciation for it and for her as an artist. And I love that she was just out there in, like, jeans and a t-shirt the whole time, which I feel like made an arena tour feel very, like, intimate and personal. And we were literally in, like, the back of the concert, which is, like, why I feel like that, like, speaks to how great of a performer she is and how special her concert experience is, that she can make anybody feel like a part of it. And the song I just played, A World Alone, she added to the set list, The Boston Night, which was super cool. And that's just such a cute song. And I went with my housemates, which was very sweet. And it was just fun to, like, be dancing to these songs together about, like, growing up and, like, being college kids and being friends and, like, doing it with my some of my favorite people here. So that was really special. And I feel very grateful for them and very grateful that I was able to go and hear her music live. And yeah, it was just so much fun. Nothing beats a great concert experience. So now we've all been listening to her music nonstop. It's kind of been our background noise and anthems of the house so far this week. But it's all making us a little sad because she has a lot of sad music. So we're very excited for the Taylor Swift release, which is Friday, October 3rd, which is this Friday. That is so crazy to me. It doesn't feel like a Taylor release week. As for those of you who don't know, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, but yeah, I just feel like I haven't felt that, like, new Taylor Swift music comes out. And I will be staying up till midnight tomorrow night to hear it, which is so exciting. But yeah, I just haven't felt that anticipation fully yet. But I think tomorrow I definitely will. And I'm very excited. She's doing a bunch of late night appearances, so we love hearing Taylor talk in interviews, and hopefully she talks about the music. And, you know, because we got a lot of Taylor content from that 2-hour podcast she did with the Kelsey brothers. But I'm excited to hear her talk about the album after it's out and her thoughts on it. And obviously, because she's doing all these interviews, she definitely wants this album to make a big splash. So I'm really hoping it goes well for her. I'm definitely nervous. I feel like after Tortured Poets, I've been a little... That's Taylor's previous album. I've been a little wary about what's to come next artistically for her, but I think where Tortured Poets struggled was that it was an album that was very unfiltered, very raw, and gave us too many songs. And I think with The Life of a Showgirl, she's trying to cut back and give us, like, this sharp, refined pop album. So I'm feeling very hopeful in that regard. But enough about Miss Taylor Swift. Maybe next time we're here, we'll play one of the tracks off the new album, depending on how much I like it and how much I think you all will like it. But next up, we're going to play some Malcolm Todd. He has been one of... I meant to play him last week, and I don't think I got the chance to. But he has been one of my, like, main artists of the summer. So yeah, this is Malcolm Todd. Enjoy.
Can't be the one to tell you that you're wrong. I can only say how I feel when you're gone. Only when you go, I need to let you know that you are killing me and digging my grave.
Something that could grow old, looking for someone that you couldn't find. Now you know that I'm so original. Now you know that I'm so original.
Thank you.
was Sabrina Carpenter with Don't Worry, I'll Make You Worry off her new album, Man's Best Friend. And before that was Original by Malcolm Todd. Yeah, Sabrina's new album has definitely grown on me a lot. I feel like it got very mixed reviews originally. Like, the imagery issues that's playing on the album cover definitely got a lot of hate. And when the album first released, people seemed to be kind of hesitant about it. I don't know if it's really, like, critically loved as much as Short and Sweet, her other album, was, but I've really been enjoying it, and I've been listening to it a lot because it's just good pop music and helps me get my homework done, and I really like her voice, and the production on this album is really nice. So that's one of my favorite tracks, which I feel like is probably a unpopular opinion, but I've been listening to that one a lot because it's super mellow and it's fun. And before that was Original by Malcolm Todd. And my fun facts about Malcolm Todd is that his sister is Audrey Hobart, who is the artist I played 2 weeks ago, who is Gracie Abrams' co-writer and best friend. So these two siblings are kind of taking over my Spotify at the moment. So love them both. And Malcolm brings his music, I feel like I can play in any setting. And it's just like a people pleaser kind of music. Like, it just, people enjoy it and it's mellow and it's nice. So yeah, I just wanted to play some Malcolm Todd. So next, we've been playing a lot of new tracks. Basically almost every song I've played so far has been from the last couple decades, except for the Saint Etienne song. So now we're gonna get into the part of the show where I like to play some music not from the 2000s and beyond. So now we're going back in time with one of my favorites, who I feel like I will always be playing almost every single show, but her music's just too good and everyone loves it. So this is a Carole King song off of Rhymes and Reasons. Enjoy.
I'm gonna head on up to the old Ferguson Road, stand beneath the trees and see how tall I am. Yes, I'm gonna wade in a cold, rocky stream, so I will be sure not to give a damn. A spot where the sun shines through. I'll throw some old mattress in the back of my bus and get a good head start on forgetting.
Ferguson Road by Carole King, and the next song we have up was a request from my grandma, so this song is for her. It's one of her favorites, and I also love this song. It is a wonderful rendition of Misty by the one and only Leve. Enjoy. Enjoyed that one. I know I did. Yeah, she's the best, and her jazz standards never fail to impress me and others. So, for those of you who don't know, WMFO is in fact an educational radio station, so that means we do public service announcements every hour. This PSA is actually very timely, so I want to make sure I read this to y'all and for whoever is in the Medford-Somerville area. Boston area, why don't you tune into this? So, in March 2025, Tufts doctoral student Rumesa Oesterk was taken from outside her home in Somerville by federal agents without a warrant. A neighbor's security camera captured the moment, and that footage was the first time the public learned about her arrest. If you saw something like that happening to your neighbor or noticed ICE agents in your neighborhood, what would you do? You can learn how to respond by attending a free ICE bystander training at the Hillside Community Church in Medford, happening on Wednesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. So that is today at 7 p.m. This training, sponsored by Mystic Mashup Indivisible, will teach you your legal rights as a bystander, how to support community members who are affected, and practical strategies for responding in real time. For more details, visit Mystic Mashup Indivisible on Facebook or search for the event on indivisible.org. Seating is limited, so sign up early. I know it's the day of, but hopefully seating is still available. And again, that is today, Wednesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. at Hillside Community Church in Medford. Don't miss it. So thank you all. That was a PSA from 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Educational Radio. So yeah, if you are in the area and would like to attend the training, it is free, and hopefully you'll be there. So thank you all for listening to that. Next up, oh my gosh, I actually still have a lot of time left. I didn't realize we still have 20 minutes. I may have to pull some more songs for you all or talk some more in between. Oh, I do have more to say, but I will leave you all with that and give you some time to look up the website and see if you're available to go to the training tonight. So next up, we just have some Jackson 5. This is Darling Dear. Darling Dear, nothing like the Jackson 5 to brighten up my day. Just always happy energy from them. So next up, I'm bringing back my little segment I would do last semester during Passenger Seat, where I do my Boston food roundup. So, and just like my food roundup in general. So now I'm living off campus, so I'm cooking for myself more. Lots of Trader Joe's frozen meals, classic college kid moment. I've been getting the Trader Joe's mini chicken tacos. So delicious. I had that for lunch yesterday and they were just so yummy. But now looking at some Boston restaurants I've been to recently, I went to Bistro du Midi, which I think is like a French restaurant in like right across from Boston Public Garden the other day. And I went there for like a little alumni event for my high school, which was really fun. And the food there was delicious. It was like a fixed menu. Like, we got to pick a couple options because it was for an event, but the options were amazing. I had delicious tuna tartare. It was so yummy and light and fluffy. I had some steak and eggs. Then I had this like delicious like pecan dessert, very up my alley. It was wonderful. I don't know how expensive it is. I'm guessing pretty expensive. So I don't know if I will be going back there anytime soon. However, it was great food. Then before the Lord concert, I went to Trattoria Il Panino in the North End. I got some pesto pasta, which was great. It was delicious, classic North End food. I've been to the North End so many times. My housemate, who's from Brookline, has said that I've probably been to the North End more than them, and they've lived in Boston their entire life. So, but I get it. I feel like it's more of like a touristy area. So maybe if I was from Boston, I wouldn't be going there all the time. But food was really, really good. I also went to Cantina Italiana in the North End. Got a great chicken parm. They had these like zucchini, fried zucchini blossoms as a special. So good. And, oh, I went to this place, Josephine in Somerville, for my friend's birthday. Also Italian food, but very good. It reminded me of, like, L.A. Italian food, which means it's not very traditional, but it was very good. And I would love to go back there soon. So that's my food roundup. I also went to Fuji Sushi a while ago with my dad when he was here, and that was great too. So now I am very hungry. I did not eat enough food before coming here, so I will be scavenging for food after this. But I've been cooking more. I cooked myself shrimp the other day in the air fryer, and I felt very advanced. So we're working on my cooking skills. However, it is fun to eat at restaurants, and it's fun to practice cooking. So yeah, we're on the up and up only now. So next song I'm gonna play, classic Passenger Seat artists. I feel like I'm always playing them as well, but sometimes when I'm not feeling inspired or don't have a lot of new music to show you all, I just fall back on my defaults because I think you all like them. So if you have any requests for future shows of songs or ideas for themes of shows, you know, you can always let me know. Send it in the DJ chat if you're listening online, or if you know me personally, feel free to send me a message with ideas, because I'm always open to new ideas. And yeah, next song I'm gonna play is by The Sundays. I think I've played this one on here before, but I don't know, I'm kind of just in a Sundays mood because now it's fall and The Sundays are very fall and cozy. So this is When I'm Thinking About You.
Sky.
was The Sundays with When I'm Thinking About You. Obviously, a go-to. Sorry if I've played this song like a million times on my show, but, you know, it always hits the spot. So with the few minutes we have left, I have a couple more songs for you all. I think we're going to play some Claro, because Claro's album, Charm, has been like my album of the last two summers. It helped me get my driver's license. It helped me get through everything. So she actually released a single with El Michelle's Affair, which is the band of her producer for that album. And that single I've just been listening to, because it almost feels like an extended like bonus track for Charm, which I love. So this song is called Anticipate. Enjoy. That was El Michelle's Affair and Claro with Anticipate. So we're getting to the end of our show today. Thank you all for listening. Just a quick recap. We went from some French tunes, Saint Etienne, Lorde, Sabrina Carpenter, Malcolm Todd, Carole King. We've been all over the place today, but that's okay. Hopefully we'll do something a little more specific next time, but also kind of just like playing what I want to play. And again, if anyone has any suggestions, I'm always open to more thoughts. And I just want to share that I spontaneously bought concert tickets to see an artist when I'm abroad, and I bought them in Amsterdam. So now I like have a trip planned to Amsterdam in my mind around this concert. The tickets were super cheap, which is great. But now I'm like, wow, I'm fully going to be in like Europe in the spring. And that's crazy. And that's just a realization that I've had. But I'm so excited. And I'm excited to, like, see what concerts are like not in the U.S. because, I don't know, I'm curious, is the crowd different, or the energy levels different? Are people more respectful? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, happy Wednesday, everybody. I know it's work. We're halfway through the week. We're almost there, almost at the weekend. My professor yesterday was like, today's Tuesday, so that means it's almost Friday, which I really like that mentality. And now that I don't have Friday classes, it makes my life a lot easier. But I also don't really have Wednesday classes either, so feeling lucky. But I do have work today. But that's okay. I like work and it's fun. Yeah, I just have one more song, and then while the song's going, or maybe afterwards, I'll just say a quick bye. But this is my housemates and I have been listening to this, and we kind of think it's funny, but we also sort of like it at the same time. This is the Maria's version of Baby One More Time, but it's super random. I like it, but it's fun. It's fun. Enjoy.
Baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, pretty baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know.
Cover of Baby One More Time. It's kind of unserious, but I also love it. So yeah, I love them. This is from 2019, which is crazy, but yeah, they're great. So I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in to Passenger Seat today. I've had so much fun with you all. Thank you, Nana, for your song recommendation request. I loved it. Glad I could fit it into the schedule for today. So next time I will be on the air will be, because I am every other Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Next time will be October 15th, which isn't too far away now. So while you are here listening to WMFO, make sure you stay tuned for the next DJ. They will have some great music for you all. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. This is Amelia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So yeah, stay tuned for some more great music, and thanks so much for listening to Passenger Seat, and have a lovely rest of your Wednesday and rest of your week. Thank you.
Just